This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Daily Digest. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with Lim Soo Ann and Sumitra Selvaraj. So before the break, we were talking about Bukit Aman's latest statement on vehicle theft and car safety. And we do have a couple of WhatsApps that have come in during the break.
So someone WhatsApped in to say that a couple of days ago, there was news about a car theft in one of the local newspapers. So the answer from the authority was the victim must report and then only they will investigate, even though evidence was being viraled. So it's a bit of a sad situation there.
So that's related to what Sumitra said, right? Which it is true. People do need to make a report.
I absolutely believe in the rule of law. I mean, if the law says that you need a police report, then go ahead and do that. In fact, in some of the cases, you even need a police report in order to look at CCTV footage.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. We also have another response asking if we could talk about comprehensive insurance that does not cover car theft.
Great.
Yeah, it's not something that we can cover in this topic, but it is something that we'll keep in mind for a future show.
Absolutely. And we do have a poll going on Twitter that is related to the story we're going to talk about next.
Since it's World Emoji Day, we're asking you, which emoji do you use most often? So 72% of you actually voted for the crying with laughter emoji. 10% voted for the crying waterfalls emoji. Well, 9% each for the heart eyes emoji and the hands together emoji.
You know, I would have thought that the heart eyes would have been would have registered higher.
Well, it's good to know that so many people are crying with laughter.
Crying
with laughter, that's right. So you can continue to take that poll.
Yes, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. And you can also call us at 03-7733-2900. So it's World Emoji Day, like we said a few times already. So it was actually only recently started back in 2014 by Emojipedia's founder, Jeremy Birch.
Emojipedia.
It's a thing. But why today, you might ask? Well, it's because on the iOS system, the calendar emoji actually shows the date July 17th.
Oh my gosh, the levels of geekiness on this is adorable.
I have a sneaking suspicion it's going to get worse shortly.
It will. And the reason that July 17th is on that emoji is because the iCal for Mac was actually first announced on July 17th at the Macworld Expo in 2002.
Mind blown emoji.
Oh, are we doing that through this
yes, we just punctuate our emotions with emojis today.
Deal.
So while this day was started based on one emoji, we are, of course, celebrating all emojis. From your smiley faces to your mind-blown emoji to all the different hand gestures to cute animals, just anything you can think of.
But who exactly came up with emojis? Insert emoji of a yellow face with the little monocle squinting.
Yes.
Here's a clip from Vice News with a brief history on our fascination with human expressions, which can be traced back to 1862 with French neurologist Duchenne de Boulogne.
Emoji appeared in most of our lives in about 2011, when Apple began including it on iPhones. But people have been searching for a truly visual language for thousands of years. In the 1860s in France, a scientist first tried to create a dictionary of human expressions by electrocuting volunteers with a probe and photographing them. Charles Darwin later used these pictures to try and make his own taxonomy of expressions. But emoji was truly born in the late 1990s in Japan, where social nuances are incredibly important. Japanese pages first allowed people to send each other a heart. When the heart was removed from pages later, sales plummeted. Shigetaka Kurita, a young engineer at the Japanese phone company NTT Docomo, realized that people were desperate to include feeling and tone in their digital messages. He was inspired by Japanese visual imagery. But apart from the happy face, which is pretty universal, everyone on Earth now uses them differently.
Mouth agape emoji. So the word emoji comes from a combination of two Japanese words, e, which means picture, and moji, which means character. So emoji literally means picture characters. So Shigetaka Kurita created emojis because he thought that the brevity of a message could lead to miscommunication, and emojis were a solution to this sort of problem. Quite natural that it came from Japan, I think, right? Because they speak a language that not everyone in the world can communicate with, and yet they are very proud of their own language system.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in creating emojis, he drew most of his inspiration, not very surprisingly, from manga.
Actually, when he first created it, the emojis were very simple and blocky. He had to work within a grid measuring 12 by 12 pixels. Then he came up with a set of 176 icons. Now we have more than 2,700 emojis in the official Unicode list. Insert emoji of nerd with glasses.
Imagine only having 176 icons.
Never. Never.
How will we ever express ourselves?
We can't talk to anyone.
Well, there are words, you know, Suan. We are on radio. I would like to keep my job. Thank you very much.
We love radio.
So while emojis have been around since 1999, it's only in the past decade or so, really, that we've started using them, and using them, I think, in these amazing, brilliant and quirky ways. And with that many emojis around today, they've essentially developed into becoming a language of their own. We tend to use emojis to convey emotions alongside text messages. But it's also possible to write whole sentences using only emojis.
So I'm a little conflicted about the whole emoji thing, right? Because I'm very outspoken about the idea of truncating words in text messages. Mm-hmm. I absolutely detest it.
Mm-hmm. So like HV for have, or...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, and I see people sending, you know, entire swaths of paragraphs.
I hate it.
And I can't do it.
And yet, it's a hangover from when there were character limits on text, right? In those old phones.
Fair enough.
People used to try and squeeze in.
But
yeah.
No more, right?
Yes.
So we shouldn't have those sort of contractions in... I feel that a text message needs to be sent like somebody's speaking to you. But why do I not feel the same way about emojis? Because isn't that what it's doing? Why am I not, as a writer, why am I not expressing my feelings through words and instead choosing a pictogram?
I mean, it's essentially a different language, isn't it? Because that one, you're shortening the language in a way, whereas this, you have a complete set of different languages. It's a lot of creativity where when you see people writing whole sentences with just emoji, it puts me in awe to think of how much work they put in. How did they think of that emoji representing a particular meaning, and yet you still get what they're trying to mean.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's actually quite relevant, that idea that there is a set of symbols and two people can have a conversation with emoji that is very particular to them.
Yes,
someone
true.
Else looking at that conversation may not understand what the context or the meaning is, because these emojis have taken on a whole new meaning between a group of people.
Or between two people.
Between
even.
Two people.
Yes.
Where else with words, it's that idea that you're being lazy, or you're being, not quite as intelligent as you could be, or just that you don't care enough about this conversation to type out a full sentence. Obviously,
true,
I have strong
true.
Feelings about that.
Yes.
Yes, but it's quite incredible to look at the popularity of emojis. I mean, we've had the emoji movie, but in 2013, the Oxford English Dictionary actually only included back then the word emoji as a word in their dictionary. And then in 2015, they named the crying with laugh from laughter emoji as their word of the year.
As their word of the year.
You know you've arrived when you make it to the OED, right?
And you're not even a word and you become word of the year.
It's the word of today's generation. I mean, it is, after all, the most popular emoji, especially on Twitter. And I think we've sort of seen that from our poll as well.
A clear winner, right? 72%.
It is very clear winner. Yeah. And that emoji has actually appeared in over 2 billion tweets, as there is a website called Emoji Tracker that actually monitors them since 2013. So, and it's a very stark difference compared to the second most used emoji, which is the crying waterfalls emoji, only used over 700 million times.
Okay, I'm going to gloss over the fact that there is something called an emoji tracker, which means that not only are our conversations being tracked, our emojis are being tracked as well. Despite the widespread use of emojis, it's also often a subject of controversy because people can have very different understandings of what a particular emoji means. So we asked some people if they've ever encountered miscommunication when using emojis.
Not me personally, but I received an emoji that was very confusing. So what it was it's an emoji of a guy, I think, bowing. But I thought that he just had a headache and was like in pain, and I was very confused as to why this was happening.
No, it has never happened to me. So usually when I send emoji is to reinforce what I want to say. So if I'm really happy about something, then I would use an emoji after what I've, you know, put into the message. Yeah.
Okay, so most of the times I try not to use because I don't know what it actually means and I'm afraid that it'll be misunderstood. So like there's one that, you know, has this person, the green emoji. So I don't know, does it mean like I feel sick, I'm jealous, or what is it? Because green is envy. So when I'm not sure, I stay away from using it. Yeah, so when I'm not sure, I try not to use it because I don't want to be misinterpreted.
Yes, that has happened, but usually it's for fun stuff, nothing serious. Maybe something like the fist bump thing. People say it's not a fist bump, it's like a punching emoji. So that kind of thing. Or the sip one, that's not like a sip. It's more like a praying emoji. No, it's not a praying. It's a high five emoji, yeah. So something like that.
Yeah, it happens a few times actually. Maybe it's the, I don't know how to explain to you over here, it's the one that there's this emoji holding the mouth. You know, for me it's like oops or like oh my god. But apparently it looks like it's laughing. Like you know, a sneaky laugh. So there's this one time when something bad happens. So I put that emoji because from my phone it looks like, oh my god, you know. But they replied back, why are you laughing at it? It's not funny. It's like, oh, I'm not laughing. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's that emoji. I don't know what you called it.
Well, I guess with an emoji, there could be like misinterpretation with the love emoji, right? For example, that I have a female friend. I just want to show that, you know, like a normal, friendly thing, you know? So then I just send like a red love emoji. So apparently what it means is it is like something romantic and, you know, that could get misinterpreted.
We also asked which emoji they think is most commonly misinterpreted.
Oh, we all know it's got to be the high five emoji, which everyone uses as like praying hands, but we all like don't really realize. I think it's supposed to be a high five. So that I think that's the easiest one, yeah.
I think it's the hands together. So, you know, I've seen on Facebook people say it's a high five. I thought it was either thank you or praying for you or something like that. So if it's a high five, and I think it's totally the opposite of what I meant to say. So I'll think twice before using it now.
Apparently, the little poo, people were insisting that it was an ice cream scoop for some reason, but it wasn't in the food category, so no way. Yeah.
I think it depends on how you interpret it as well, because every time I get the okay emoji, I get really annoyed, even though it's just okay. But it's like, I feel like they're just like, you know, I think you can respond with, I think especially if it's something like professional. If you're speaking in a professional context or you're speaking to someone quite close to you, you don't want just the okay emoji. You actually want words. Yeah.
I think what happens like when you send emoji from one phone to another, the facial expression also changes a bit from like a dirty smile to more like a sinister smile. So that happens as well.
I think to answer your question would be the high five one. Like that's two. So I usually, there's one face palm and one high five. I always like don't know which one is which. So I think that's the one that usually people will mistaken. It could have been mistaken as a face palm. Yeah. But actually, I'm just like, hey, high five.
Yeah.
I suppose eggplants. I mean, that's not the most commonly misinterpreted. I mean, it's obvious what it means. But I guess if like in the occasion that you say that you want to eat eggplants and then you just put eggplants emojis there, so I guess it doesn't mean what it means.
I feel his pain.
Yes, I do too. Oh my goodness.
It's like you can actually track people's like realization of what a particular emoji can be used as, especially mm-hmm. when it's the dirty meanings. Mm-hmm. And yes, I've been through that. I've seen friends who are like,
oh, that's what that means. Yeah.
The moment of realization.
Yes, yes. We've received a few comments on this on our Twitter poll where we're asking you which emoji to use the most often. The results are still fairly similar. 72% of you have voted for the crying with laughter emoji, 10% for the crying waterfalls emoji, 9% for the heart eyes emoji, and 8% for the hands together emoji. Or I guess could be the high five
the
emoji.
The high five, the praying, the vanakam if you speak Tamil.
And some responses. So what someone responded with the glasses clinking emoji.
I wonder who that might be.
Might be me on a Friday night.
So Jasmine responded saying that I'm a bit sad because I use all of the above and also included the face palm emoji. And also saying that I'm wondering why no one has mentioned the eyes emoji. So it's the two eyes looking to one side.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ong Jishen replied with the drooling emoji.
Mm.
Yeah. So why is it we feel that some emojis are creepier than others?
Or? I know, right? Because for me, so I do have friends who use the drooling emoji for food. Mm. Like, oh, we're going to eat somewhere.
Yeah.
But I always find that it looks creepy.
It does. Yeah. It does. I do as well. It's. I don't know. It's very hard to describe why, but it's when it doesn't feel very pleasant to look at.
Yep. No, it doesn't. Oh, have we had any sort of... wait, what about the new emojis? It's World Emoji Day.
Anything oh, yes, new? They have introduced a whole bunch of new emojis.
Is that a sorry emoji?
It is. It is.
You must
very
be very
happy
excited.
To say that there is a sorry emoji.
We finally have, and we don't have to pretend that we're wearing a toga.
No, okay. So the reason for my excitement is, my restrained excitement is, when the idea was mooted a couple of months ago, there was a little bit of an outcry because the sorry emoji didn't end up looking like a sari. It ended up looking like a halfway between a lehenga or a salwar kameez and a sari. And it was a weird approximation. This one looks a little better, but, you know, I'm terribly excited. So, yeah, yay.
But also, you know, the fact that now it looks like we, and they've talked about this, the idea of having inclusive emojis with for people with disabilities. And some of the new ones include an ear with what looks like a hearing aid.
Yes,
it is.
Seeing eye dogs.
Prosthetic arm, prosthetic leg. Mm-hmm. We have two different sets of wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And I think my favorite is actually the people holding hands, but with different genders, different skin tones.
Yes.
It's great. I love it.
I don't quite get the bionic arm one, though.
It's a prosthetic arm.
Prosthetic arm. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's also such an empowering way of depicting that idea, right?
Wow.
And don't forget, we also have sloths now.
For all of those times when you needed to express that emotion.
Yes, that feeling like a sloth.
The last emoji you want to be sending to your boss on a Monday morning would be
yes, on Monday. So actually that brings up a really interesting point, and I find this with emojis a lot, which is that you don't know you needed it until you see it, and then suddenly you're like, that's what I've been missing.
Yes.
How do I describe it? I'm trying to describe a picture now. The emoji with the one with the hands on the cheeks and the forehead is blue. It's sort of like a rasa kind of look. That's the best. I think you guys know which one I'm talking about.
Worried?
Yeah, but it's like a worry, but not. It's a sort of extreme nervous worry.
Right.
I can't even describe it, but the emoji perfectly depicts that feeling.
That's the thing about emojis, isn't it? They're so amazing. You can use them to describe emotions that you're feeling, where you find it so difficult to express in words, but there you have it, nicely packaged in one emoji. You send it to someone and they get immediately what you mean. It is a language. It's a language of its own.
So what would we do without emojis? And imagine if, I don't know, suddenly iOS and Android decided no more emojis. It takes up too much space.
I think people would be much more upset than you think.
Really?
I think so. I mean, I think it's added a lot of... So texting has become so ubiquitous in life, right?
Yes.
And there's a danger of it starting to feel very utilitarian. And it lacks the personal and I suppose the casualness of relationships that you have with people you're close to. And emojis allow you to infuse your written communications with those.
But when that happens, don't you think or do you feel that there is a danger of people becoming a little bit too lax with communication? For example, take the example of emails. Mm-hmm. You know, we all send emails mm-hmm. through our phones now. Now, we're so used to sending text messages or WhatsApp messages with emojis to describe our feelings. But if you translate that same sort of feeling to emails in a professional context, it doesn't really mm-hmm. work.
I get it. Yeah.
And it's just, it's a matter of also you understanding your context, isn't it? Because when you, I find that when I send text messages with emojis, it's only to a certain types of people. Certain people, like to my close friends, I'll use more emojis. To people that I'm less familiar with, or if I'm even texting in a more professional situation where it's a guest or someone for work, then I find that I'm much more restrained with my emojis. I use my punctuations properly. Mm-hmm. I spell it out properly. I think it's on the person themselves to be aware of where the line is and whether you can or cannot cross that line.
Mm. And you called it a language, and I think that's actually a great way to think about it,
it's
because
fair.
Like any language, you do need to understand the nuances mm-hmm. and learn, and you get better with it the more you use it.
And it's completely dependent on the sender-receiver relationship.
Yes, and how much of that language each person understands. Mm-hmm. My mom, for example, was very, very wary of using emojis initially.
Right.
And I even remember this time when she privately texted one of us, me or my sister, I think, and to ask why a cousin in our family group was laughing but also had a tear in her eye. And then I realized it was that sheepish looking emoji with, it's actually a tear on the a drop of water on the forehead.
Yes, yes.
So I had to explain to her, no mom, that's not crying, that's like her being a bit sheepish.
Yes.
Now my mom, like, you know, uses thumbs up emojis and waving, and birthday messages are filled with cakes and candles.
Wow.
So, yeah.
It's because we have almost 3,000 emojis. There's an emoji
there's something for everyone.
And we have more coming on. It's evolving, isn't it? And someone messaged in to say that we could, someone told me we could actually be speaking in hieroglyphs. So emojis are essentially modernized hieroglyphs. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of goes back to the idea of emojis as a language.
Yeah. What are your most used emojis for each of you?
Definitely the heart eyes one, only because I WhatsApp my husband a lot. I like the clinking glasses one a lot because it reminds me of the weekend. Have you guys ever thought about what you'd like to see in years to come?
Again, I think I'm one of those people who I don't feel like anything is missing.
Yeah.
But definitely when they introduce, and you see, because I'm in a position where I don't need to think about, do I want an emoji with a prosthetic limb, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
But once they introduce it, I realized, well, yes, absolutely. So I remember how excited I was when they did the skin tones.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't have to be this bland, like neutral yellow anymore.
Right.
Right? And then I realized how fun it is and how much you feel. And now I only use that mid-brown tone because that's the one that I feel suits me the best.
Right. So going back to that comment about hieroglyphics, right? Imagine, do you think like 2,000 years down the line, archaeologists will be digging up smartphones and trying to decode the language of the strange culture?
Isn't that
of
amazing?
The noughties?
That would be, yeah. What's your favorite emoji, Suan?
I find that I use the crying with laughter one a lot, so that's very that's in accordance to what a lot of the results are showing.
Mm-hmm.
I also find that I use the crying with waterfall one a lot, and I use that in a context that maybe not many people would use, because it's, to me, it can both be I'm crying and sobbing in the corner kind of crying, but also like I'm so happy I'm crying buckets of tears.
Steady on, Suan. Don't forget your hands up one as well.
The hands up one is
yes,
the best.
You are quite the hands up emoji. You even look like that, the girl who does it.
celebrating the hands up emoji.
Well, so a big heart's eyes to emojis. Oh, happy World Emoji Day.
Lovely.
We do need to end this conversation because we're running out of time, but you can continue to tweet us at BFM Radio. We welcome both words and emojis there. Mm-hmm. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. We are also on Facebook. Look up BFM The Bigger Picture. And if you've missed any part of our show, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my/dailydigest, on the BFM app, and also on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m. on Live and Learn, Kelly Anisa will be revisiting Pakatan Harapan's promise to ratify the United Nations Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, or Degrading Treatment or Punishment. Now, BFM's Healthy Aging event is happening on the 27th of July at Connection at the Vertical Bangsa South. Learn how you can make the right decisions now to live long, healthy, and active lives. This event is presented by Sunway Medical Center, celebrating 20 years of care. If you want to be in the running to win two tickets to the event, answer this question correctly. What is the leading cause of death in Malaysia? A, heart disease. B, lung cancer. All you need to do is send a WhatsApp message with the correct answer, your name and email address, to 018-789-8899. We do have to go really soon, but a WhatsApp has just come in on our topic of the day, World Emoji Day.
Yes, so Andrew Tan WhatsApped into saying that, "I really doubt the hands together emoji is a high five because it doesn't have the impact depicted like the clapping emoji." So he thinks that it is praying or vanakkam.
So on that note, we will leave you now with Poker Face by Lady Gaga on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.